Hi everybody, it's me, Katieosaurus. Welcome back to Infinite Quest Fangirl Friday. I know, remember this? We used to do this. We're doing it again. Shut up. Don't worry about it. All right. So this week, our guest is the fascinating, super interesting, and very successful podcaster, actor, teacher, doer of many cool things, co-host of the Stuff Mom Never Told You podcast, Annie Reese. Annie Reese, hi. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Was that the worst intro you've ever had? Be honest. It's fine.
No, I think that was sort of the best. I really liked it. It was sort of like a roller coaster. I wasn't sure where it was going, and I enjoyed it. I like adrenaline, so it was great.
It was really good. I get hyped up because my secret is that I look everybody up on LinkedIn before we go on the podcast. But no, I was really excited. I was really excited to have you on because I didn't know that you have a background in education.
Yeah, I do. It's really funny because every time someone asks me how I got into podcasting, I'm always like, if you're looking for advice in this, it's not going to help you, because essentially I went to school. I wanted to be a CIA agent or something.
Okay. Okay.
Which I would have been terrible at.
Okay.
I would have been awful at.
We'll circle back to that. That's already the most interesting thing that's ever happened on this podcast, but we'll continue. Okay.
I always wanted to like ultimately do something in entertainment or creating stuff, but my parents were very much like, you'll never make money off of that.
Yeah.
So I went to school to like learn languages, and I wanted to kind of be like a diplomat and travel. And through that, I landed this teaching job in China. And I was going to move to China, and my parents were begging me not to. And then randomly, I posted my resume in high school for this company called How Stuff Works, which is sort of the company I still work for now. It's been bought out by a lot of other people. But and they were like, please, 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 please go, because it was located in Atlanta, which was only an hour away from them. And I went, and I got the job. And so here I am.
And here you are.
Yes. I have
so many questions.
Yeah.
Originally my secret plan was that I was gonna have like a whole conversation about like being like women in the industry, but now I just want to know about like, okay, why the CIA? What is going on there? Please tell me all about this. This is fantastic. I would like to hear more, please. What was the plan? Like, did you have the career trajectory where you were like, I'm going to learn every language, I'm going to get a friend in every country? Like, what was the plan?
Yeah. Yeah. I think like, it was very misinformed in a lot of ways, but I really wanted to travel, and I just have a lot of random skills. And
yes.
So I thought like, ooh, I could finally use my bow and arrow prowess. Like, it didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense at all. But I think I'm also, like I said, I do love adrenaline. I do love excitement. So there's that aspect of it. But I have come to find out most of the CIA is not like that. And I actually don't really like a lot of what they do. So.
That's honestly valid. Secondary follow-up question. Bow and arrow question mark? You're just dropping these like little just gold nuggets of delight. I love this for us.
Yeah. My friends like to say my apartment is very eclectic. But
yeah.
The first thing you see when you enter is like a Captain America shield, a lightsaber, a Winter Soldier arm, and a bow and arrow. It's right there, just in case. I grew up next to I wouldn't say he was like a hardcore survivalist, but he was definitely like, he had a bunker. And he had like, you know, all of the cans you could ever want. And he was a hunter, and he taught me how to use bow and arrow. And we were our relationship was very interesting because he was very conservative and I was very liberal. And he was always telling me like, when the world ends, you're the first to go. But I learned how to shoot a bow and arrow, so I'll take it.
I mean, okay, so then secondary follow-up question, you said you have a lot of strange skills, so what's the gamut? Can we paint a picture with your words?
Oh goodness, it's nothing useful, to be honest. That's the thing. Like, I can fix your PlayStation 2 if it's broken. I'm really good at that.
Okay.
Yeah, excellent at that. I'm really good at puns, so if you need a good pun, got it. this is my cosplay closet, so I can build some costumes.
Okay.
which could have been useful in the CIA. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, yeah, you have to have cool disguises and stuff from what I understand.
Yeah, and I definitely would not have been what they were expecting. I would have shown up in like my Winter Soldier outfit and they'd be like, I don't get this.
Just picturing you going to like a job interview at the CIA, just full Winter Soldier cosplay and just be like, oh, is this not what I thought? Oh. I'm so sorry.
I read business professional and this is what I thought it would be. I don't...
Listen, dress for the job you want. That's what I always say.
Yes, excellent advice.
Also, if it makes you feel better, I am sitting within arm's reach of at least a Captain America shield and a lightsaber. I don't have a Winter Soldier arm, but like many of the same. They're, yeah, game recognized game.
It's fine. I love it.
So you get this. I'm so distracted. Like, I'm just like, oh, we're the same person. Cool. Okay, cool. Yes. Did, like, how was your Doctor Who face? How was that for you? Was that good?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I had a pretty strong crush on David Tennant for a hot minute.
Okay. These are the hard hitting journalistic questions that I'm going to ask you now. Ready?
I'm nervous.
Question number one, favorite American girl. Go.
Oh, is it Samantha?
Correct. Yes. Number two, were you a obsessed with the Titanic person or obsessed with ancient Egypt person?
Ancient Egypt for sure.
Okay, cool. See, I was like, okay, confirmed.
I watched The Mummy 1999 last night.
The cinematic movie masterpiece, The Mummy.
I love that movie.
I love that movie so much. That is like, whenever I'm sick, whenever I'm sad, I'm watching The Mummy. Like, it's, oh God, I love that movie so much. Did you see there was an Instagram post that went around and it was somebody had drawn like pinups of the characters from The Mummy. And when I tell you that I was like, I don't need a tattoo of Rachel Weisz as a sexy librarian. I don't need it, but I want it deeply and desperately.
I support this.
It's good.
I support it.
Okay. So anyway, let's talk about you now. Okay. So you get a podcasting job completely by accident. And you were editing, right? For How Stuff Works.
Yes. Yes. And it's interesting because at the time I started in 2010, I didn't know what a podcast was. And I was like at the bottom of the feeding pool. Like, I was the intern at the time. So they were like, do this podcast thing. And I was like, oh, where? Because Apple wanted us to do it. They were like, it's going to be big, we promise. But I really didn't know what it was. And so I just started out editing this thing that I wasn't sure about. And I actually started out editing, one of the podcasts I edited was Stuff Mom Never Told You. And so through the circle of podcasting life, I eventually became a host of it. But it was really, really meaningful to me because I grew up in a small town. And I was pretty liberal, but listening to that podcast as an editor, fresh out of college, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much I didn't know. And I thought I was the only one who thought this and all that stuff. So it was really, really rewarding. And I'm lucky that I got to do it. I will say it kind of sucks because the reason they put me on that was I was the only woman who was an editor.
Yeah.
/ producer, which, you know, it should be a woman producing it. And it worked out, but it's kind of like one of those things. I'm like, well, I was the only one, so that's why they put me out there.
Well, okay, so I want to talk more about this because I like Stuff Mom Never Told You. Excellent. It's, you guys are very like, you're a very famous and popular podcast, like, right? Say you're popular.
I will take it. But I'm like, ooh, it's one of those weird things where I'm always kind of like, oh, you've heard of it, because it can be kind of isolating, right? When you're podcasting, you can get feedback from listeners, but I mean, currently, especially during the pandemic, it's just me in my closet, like,
yeah,
talking.
well, see, because that's what I'm interested in, is I'm interested in what it was like going from kind of like an intern being like, oh my gosh, I'm like listening it, to like all of a sudden like being part of that community and like realizing that you have this like massive community and probably a lot of people feeling and thinking the way that you did about the podcast, and now you're hosting it, like, so I guess my question is just more about like community, like what is it like discovering that community and finding that community? What was that like as a, you know, kid from, you know, living next door to a survivalist?
It's been amazing because Also, as the intern, one of the things they had me do was answer listener mail. iTunes reviews, horrible. But a lot of times the listener mail was really, listeners were very vulnerable and they were very open about what they were thinking and what their experience had been and how the podcast impacted them. And as an intern reading this, I just thought that was so special and so amazing that we could have this community where people wrote in and then we made content addressing some of the concerns they might send or something like that. And it was very educational for me also, just because, again, growing up in a small conservative town, I didn't hear a lot of that kind of stuff. So I got, even though I was sort of the hidden producer editor, I got to see the community before I became a host. I will say it was very scary. I am a performer, but I'm a performer who still gets really scared.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get that. Yep.
I like literally hold the armchair rest like I'm on an airplane experiencing turbulence. Like I get so nervous. And it's a feminist show. So I was scared to come on as a host because I just struggled with the concept of not being a good enough feminist, which I think holds a lot of people back, is that fear of not being a good enough feminist.
Yeah.
But I cared a lot about the show and I wanted it to continue and I wanted those conversations to continue. And I wanted to hear from those listeners still. I wanted to provide that for people who are still growing up and feeling alone and having these questions. And it's, I know I've said it, this word like several times, but it's incredibly rewarding because it does, it's mutually beneficial because they just, I learn a lot from them just as much as they learn from me. So I love it.
Do you feel like getting the opportunity to like hear from your community, like in that, like I'm doing like the intern work, I'm listening or I'm answering the emails. Do you feel like that like informed like how you approached your version of being the host?
Yes, definitely. Especially when it comes to mental health, I think, because a lot of the topics we cover are very, they can be very dark or just difficult. And so I think it's, I'm very mindful about that. I'm very mindful about the place someone might be in when they're listening and trying to provide like, this is what we're going to be talking about. And just being careful of listeners' mental health, because I don't want it to be a triggering or bad experience. And that's definitely something I learned through answering listener mail as an intern, because so many people would write in and they were just in a dark place. It's a lot of responsibility because you want to provide this content and to help, but ultimately I'm not like an expert, or I'm a podcaster and I do research, and I think that's valuable, but it's different than like medical professional advice. So definitely keeping that in mind is one of the big things for me.
Yeah. Boy, I sure don't know anything about that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, and also like, okay, I'm gonna say like, the word expert is so weird to me, right?
Yes.
Because it's like, at what point do you become an expert? Like, at what point can you quantifiably say, like, I am an expert on, like, ADHD or, like, whatever it may be,
right.
You know?
Yep.
And so, like, and that's why, like, I think it's, like, platforms like podcasting are so interesting because it's like you have the you can call up anybody in the whole world and say, hey, top number one world-class expert, and like learn from them, but like it very well may be that they learn something from you as well. And so that's what I think is so cool about podcasting.
Yeah, it is awesome. And I think that a lot of it for me, in terms of that, like you've just stirred up a whole memory. I used to run races all the time. Like I would run these long distance races every weekend. And I went to go get these new shoes and the guy who was selling them to me was like, are you a runner? And I said, no. And he was like, well, how much are you running? And I told him, he's like, you're a runner. But like having like claiming, I feel like for a lot of women and marginalized folks, like claiming any expertise or knowledge that you have earned or just lived can be difficult. And it's definitely something I have struggled with. And I feel like I have to caveat and disclaim everything, which I don't think is wrong, but I also don't want it to be coming from a place of like, I'm just so insecure.
Well, and I think that's the balance because, well, you have a second podcast. You're also do Savor. Mm-hmm. And Savor is a podcast where you talk to experts and you talk to people who are like into like food science and history and all that stuff, which by the way is like one of my like weird special like interests. Like I'm obsessed with like the sociology of food history. Like you, oh my yeah. God, I'm such a little trash goblin nerd sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's that same kind of thing where it's like, yeah, like I wrote my master's thesis on bread or whatever, but it's like, am I an expert? Because I feel like the more you know about something, the more you know that there isn't to know or there is yeah. to know. And then you're just like, I could never, like, that's how I feel about ADHD. I'm like, I could mm-hmm. never be an expert because there's so much more to learn. But yeah. then, you know, I go on other people's podcasts and they're like, ADHD expert. I'm like, no, I'm not. No.
Oh, gosh. No.
Oh, God. But so, like, how did Savor come about?
Savor was I am a maximizer of food and experience and entertainment. So at the time, I had a show I'd been on had just been canceled. So I had more free space in my schedule. And I went to South by Southwest for work. And everyone there, like, I'll toot my own horn, was very impressed with my food map and how I was like, we have to go here. And I ordered it 4 months ago and like all of this stuff. And then when we got back from that trip, my co-host, Lauren Vogelbaum, came up to me and she was like, I think you should have a food show and I want to be on it. I was like, oh. All right, I'm into it. And it's been a delight. It is something that's interesting because I have a kind of strange relationship with food. So it's like I've had to face some of that. And also, that was my first time podcasting. So I was very, very nervous. And I had to edit myself at that point, and I over-edited it for sure. So like when I listened back to the like first episodes, like, friend, it's fine, it's fine, you can say so it was a real learning curve, but there's so many things in podcasting, like whether it's D&D or food, where it's on the surface seems like it might be kind of simple, but if you think about it for like more than a second, there's all this like history and social interactions and intersections and how did we get here. And like yesterday I just made spam musubi, which is like a Hawaiian snack food, and I was just thinking like the history of how all of these ingredients came together. That's fascinating.
Yeah,
often tragic but fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this doesn't matter at all, but I just feel like I need to say that one day I got super bored and I became obsessed with how big was the turkey in A Christmas Carol, and I found out that nobody had ever asked that question before, and now I am the person on the internet who holds that knowledge, and I both hate and love that about me. But here
frontiers.
We are.
That's like, what you and I were on the same panel at Dragon Con recently, and you brought that up. I remember.
Yeah, I was like, that's my one like claim to fame. Is I was like, yeah, I did this one dumbass research project one time, and now it like follows me around everywhere. It's fine. Mm-hmm, Speaking of, are you going back to Dragon Con? Not that apropos of nothing, but it's fine.
I am planning on it, given the pandemic doesn't continue to be awful. Like the last Dragon Con, I stayed in a hotel room most of the time, which was fine. It actually turned out to be fun, but I was definitely very cautious. I am working on a super badass Disco Luke outfit, Disco Luke Skywalker outfit. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up and your day is going to be made.
Okay.
It's going to be so good. And I'm finally going to get my Mark Hamill tweet, I think.
That's good.
I'm preparing to, but I am still kind of like, we'll see how it goes. What about you?
I'm working on a Jedi Blackbeard, like our flag meets death crossover. Also, can I just say, nobody at home can see this, but we are both wearing Star Wars shirts. Yes. Which I saw that. I was like, oh, okay, Annie's cool. Like, we can hang. This is fine.
Yeah. I think we're becoming best friends.
I think like what we're discovering is like we're just like the same person who just like we've had slightly different experiences. And I'm just like, everything you're saying, I'm like, yes, mm-hmm. I understand this.
Yes.
Secondary follow-up question. Do you have any Star Wars tattoos?
I can't show you, but I have a temporary Star Wars tattoo.
Okay.
I'm planning on getting a permanent one, maybe two, and I've already like figured out who I want to go to. I'm just like, I think I really want them. I'm also going to get a Last of Us tattoo, which is who I was during the Dragon Con panel.
I
Ellie from
remember
Last of
that. That
Us.
was a very good cosplay.
And I had the tattoo. I think I'm just like, I'm worried that the second I get it done, I'll be like, why did I do this? But I do want to get, I want to get the, I really like the design of the Jedi symbol. And I want to get like a binary sunset thing, but I'm not
That's
sure
cool.
how it would look yet. And I looked up some tattoos actually yesterday. But I haven't found one that's like singing to me, and I don't want it for people to be like, are those just two circles? Or like, I don't know. I gotta figure it out.
If it makes you feel any better, I have a Star Wars tattoo, and it's
Yes.
well, depending on how you interpret it, it's either an AT-AT dressed like William Shakespeare or William Shakespeare dressed like an AT-AT. It's very excessive. I will show you sometime if we find ourselves in
Please.
the same space, because I'm not going to pull my pants down on a podcast. But it's very large. It was a cover-up job. Which actually, if you're looking for a Star Wars tattoo, I got a guy. I got a
Oh,
guy.
yes.
I'll give you his name. I'm not going to do it on the podcast because I'm not that rude. But I will pass it along. It'll be good.
I love this.
But anyway, I'm taking this bus. I'm steering it back. I'm steering
Okay.
it back
I
to
mean, you know, I have to.
this.
I love this.
This is why I like Fangirl Fridays, because we could just talk about whatever we want. We just vibe, and then people go, oh yeah, that's cool. Listen to Annie's podcasts. But okay, so you also, this is, I'm very interested in this. You've also been in the pictures. You've been in the movie films. Yeah. Tell me of this. You said that with such a voice that now I want to
I
know. Tell me
know.
about the story.
I know. I really, again, I'm a nervous performer, but I do love acting, and I also have done some writing for stuff, and I love writing. I've been in a lot of bad horror movies, some of which have not come out, and I'm very grateful for. I do love a good bad horror movie, actually. I love horror movies. And then this is gonna sound so pretentious, but it's
It's
100%
okay.
true.
10 second pretentious pass. You're
Okay,
fine.
cool. A friend of mine wrote a screenplay based on like the most boring aspect of my life. And so that movie exists. And I
Very
always
cool.
caution people to, if they watch it. Yeah, I was kind of like what is a good word for that? Someone who didn't really have an apartment or a place to be for a good year in Atlanta. And that's what that movie is about. And yeah, I wasn't it as me.
That's very cool, though.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, not that you were unhoused, but like the fact
Yes.
that you were got to be in like your own biopic, that's very cool.
Yeah. Well, not all of it's true. I should also put that in there. My mom came to see it and she was asking me these questions. I'm like, no, mom, it's not true. Wink, wink. Some of it was true, but not all of it. But you announced recently you've got a pilot, two
Yeah.
pilots.
Yeah, I do. I love that you said that, because I'm also a super nervous performer, but like I mostly have ever done Shakespeare. And so the thing about Shakespeare is that if you like are in like a regular play and you say, oh no, Rebecca, instead of Rebecca, oh no, nobody knows, nobody cares, like whatever, it's fine. But if you walk out on stage and goes, what light through the window breaking is the window light break, and then everybody knows that you just dicked up Romeo and Juliet. And so there's a lot of pressure to get it right most of the time. So I get really nervous, I get really bad stage fright. But what I figured out, also, well, now I'm being interviewed. I hate this. Oh,
I
God, I don't
love
want to talk about myself. Oh, God.
it.
But what I realized is, like, I think that's why I like content creation so much, is because I just kind of get to be myself, and I get to be myself on my own terms, and I don't have that pressure to like perform. It's just kind of like, hey, I want to figure out how to make blue paint like they did in the 1500s, which is literally one of the videos that I'm working on right now.
Nice.
And so we pitched this idea to a producer, and she was like, that's a phenomenal idea. Go make a pilot. Go make a like a test like web series version, and maybe even make a couple of episodes. Here you go. Go with God. And so like, yeah, and it like spiraled. It spiraled so quickly. Like it went from like, oh yeah, like literally 3 days. In 3 days, we went from like joking about like this show happening to like we had Penguin Magic calling us and being like,
Yes.
we want to work with you. We'll give you our theater. Like, you can come shoot here. So we're like flying to Columbus to go shoot. Like, it's like, what is happening to my life? I have no idea. It's terrifying. I'm scared. I keep like crying. I've been crying a lot.
Oh, no.
It's fine. It's fine. But I have a very important follow-up question.
Okay.
What is your favorite horror movie?
Ooh.
Haha, I tricked you.
Okay. I am somebody who I have list upon list of like 10 favorite horror movies,
okay.
10 favorite songs, and there'd be like based on year and then based overall.
I like this because I'm also fervently a person, like, I can't choose one favorite movie, that's impossible. So
right?
Yeah, I was like top five, and then I'm going to compare my list to yours.
I'm curious. What if our friendship is ruined in this?
No,
moment?
I feel like it's either going to be like, oh, we have the same movies, or it's going to be like, oh my god, you haven't seen, and then we're going to have to. It'll be great.
Okay. All right. I love The Ring. 2000.
Okay.
The
okay.
Ring.
Okay.
I love The Exorcist. I love. This is kind of a new entry. But I love this movie called X.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's like a porno horror movie. It's a very strange experience.
Well, you had me at porno.
I knew I'd get to. Alien.
Okay.
I love Alien. What would be a good final? Oh, you know what I do? Okay, this is sort of a throwaway one, but I also have a list of children's movies that are terrifying.
Okay.
And at the top of that is Watership Down. Terrifying.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah. See, I really like campy horror movies. Like, campy horror movies are my favorite. So, like, Cabin in the Woods. I fucking love that movie. But you know what is a banger of a movie that nobody ever talks about? Ghost Ship.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost Ship is fucking fantastic. That movie goes so hard on that opening scene. And then the rest of the movie is just hot garbage. I love that movie so much.
That's good.
And also the house on the hill, or haunted house on where the lawyer splits. I like that one too.
Yeah.
It's very campy, but it's fun. Well, I did a cool thing where I wanted to have you on to have like a serious conversation about women in podcasting, and then we just bullshitted around for half an hour, which is honestly my brand, my whole brand. So it's fine. So as we close, I have one last very important question for you. This is a question that we ask everybody who comes on the podcast.
Okay.
It's very serious, so prepare your body.
Oh, God.
Would you rather? Would you rather magically overnight you wake up tomorrow night? You can either A, speak every language in the world, or B, play every musical instrument in the world, like expert level.
Speak every language. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I always know going in that I was going to say that, but I remember what you said at the beginning, and I was like, I already know Annie's answer. But I was like.
Of instruments, not well, but I do.
Same.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest instrument you play?
French horn, probably.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So I went to a very small school, and our marching band had 30 people, and I was determined to keep it afloat. So every year I switched instruments. I only say French horn is weird because I feel like not as many people in my circle have heard it. I don't want to denigrate any French horn players. It is not weird. It was weird. For me.
I love French horn. I think French horn is a beautiful instrument. And also, once again, there were 24 people in my high school marching band.
Oh my
gosh. Because we are the same fucking person. I'm just creeped out now at this point. Like, I'm genuinely
like,
a little bit like.
I just studied you and I'm trying to like.
Just like, I have become you.
Your life.
Okay. Last but not leastly. If you could have dinner with any, we'll say, four characters in the Star Wars universe, who would you have dinner with? And I told you these were going to be hard-hitting journalistic questions. Aren't you glad you took an hour out of your day to fuck around with me? You're so good. Who would you have dinner with and why?
Okay. Well, I'm kind of boring. I would say Luke Skywalker and Leia Organa because I have huge crushes on both of them.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously. I think Mala from the holiday special, because we see her cooking, like she makes those cookies, she makes the like Bantha roast, Bantha surprise, excuse me. And also I would talk about her relationship with Chewbacca because I think there's something missing there. And Ewok, I would wicket Ewok.
Yeah.
Because I just think they might have really interesting food scene and alcohol scene, I think.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's good.
Thank you.
Very good. Mine is just Lando. I would just be like, everybody else is uninvited, and then I would just hit on Lando for like the entire
over and
dinner.
over.
That's
He's
it.
definitely, yeah, that's a good good choice.
All right, anyways, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for taking this ridiculous half hour out of your day. I really appreciate it. Tell the peoples where they can find you on all the stuff, all the things.
Yes, you can find me on the podcast Stuff I've Never Told You. We're on the big social medias and the podcast Savor, spelled the American way. So no you in that one. And then also, you can find me on social media. I'm not super active, but I will respond if you message me. And my name is A-N-N-E-Y or E-E-S-E. And it's just like that on all the social media.
Awesome. Annie, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun.